All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Guys, we're back with one I don't normally do on joystick, but be prepared to see maybe some more of this. I don't know. This isn't one we usually do on joystick, so this is just kind of a treat. But these are on BitChute, so yeah, you can check them out there. But all right, guys, let's get started with how to fix the future. So, kiss the girl, huh? Yeah, haha, why? Wanna try? What, with you? No, ha. Why not? Not drunk enough? Maybe. Haha, shut up and move that ass. Your drinks, ladies. Booze! Thank you, Grim. Cheers! Hiya! Gulp, gulp. Gulp, gulp. Oh, we can talk to the girls. Look, Chloe showed me some moves. She said this is how girls danced in your time. If you want to look like a 13-year-old and scare all the guys away from you, then yeah, that's the best way to do it, haha. Damn, I knew she was messing with me. These moves seemed weird. Just forget everything Chloe has shown you and you'll be fine. Be natural. All right, haha. Damn that girl. Want to dance with me? Sure, that's the right answer. Oh! What's that bulging in your pants? What could it be? What could it be? You're just so hot, I could take you right here on the dance floor. Cool your steam a bit, Grim. Save it for later. You'll have an opportunity. Can't wait. By the way, I love your outfit. Not gonna lie, I was a little shocked when I first saw you in it. Very unusual for you. Thanks, Grim. It's all for you. Grim, we're in public. So what? Sometimes I feel like you're horny all the time. Maybe. But it's your fault. Look at them naughty rabbits. They should find a room. Yeah. Oh, wait. Are you jealous? No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Haha. Damn. But who exactly? Oh, my God. You don't know? Do you, damn girl? Ugh. Try that one again. Oh my god, you don't know, do you? Damn, girl. Please stop. Alright, sorry. Hey there, you know a few moves, don't you, Grim? I guess so. Then show me. Alright, let's cut a rug. Wow, yeah, alright, not bad, not bad at all. She starts rubbing your crotch with her leg. And how about my moves? Damn! Your little friend loves it. Hey, it's not little, you know that. Haha. So, Mr. Savior. Huh? You saved Daisy. What an honorable act. Hot, haha. Thank you. So modest, cute. So modest, cute. Tasty. You didn't seem so drunk just a second ago. I'm not drunk. I'm naughty. Ouch! Alright. Maybe a little drunk, too. Alcohol makes me horny. Like, real horny. Here, feel for yourself. Nobody's looking right now. Oh, wow, you're really so fucking wet. Uh-huh. Let's do something about it. Time for you to enter this keyhole. Do me, Grim. Damn, girl, we're in the middle of a dance floor. I don't care. This place has seen much nastier things. That I would believe, but still, let's find a better place. Ugh, fine, but later then. What? When? When you're more drunk. How come we've had the same amount of shots and you're more sober than me? Genetics. Fuck genetics. When we finish dancing, you're gonna get a double shot, a triple shot, a massive quadro truplo biliano shot. Ha ha ha. Then I'll die. Come on, shake that ass, Grim. Like that? Haha, yeah, give it to me. Oh, shit. Whoa. The more aggressive type girls, yeah, they'll slap your ass and every damn thing else. Oh, man. Okay. So finally some relief after staying in the academy for so long, right? Yeah, finally. I really needed that. And oh my god, the booze. Not gonna lie, I was having a hard time without it. You miss home? Hard to say. On one hand, I like it here, even though I have to bust my ass off and on training and classes. But on the other, I miss our old world. It's delicious food, variety of alcohol, and beautiful places. Very European. But definitely not my parents. Yeah, food. I'd kill for a good burger with normal juicy meat, stretchy cheese, and french fries. Right? The shit they make here? Calling it a burger is a crime if you ask me. Ah, yeah, totally. I like how you look today. Cool glasses. Thanks. I like your smell. Thanks. I think it's Daisy's perfume. This shirt is from her closet. Yeah, that explains the sweet floral scent. Not something that you would wear voluntarily. So you got in a fight, protected the lady, and won. How does it feel? Hard to say. At first I was really scared. That guy could kill us. He came out of nowhere with a knife, and at first I was confused and really scared. But now it may sound stupid, but I guess I feel powerful and proud of myself. Even though I could have killed him, but I try not to think about it. That's not stupid. You've probably done the most courageous thing you've ever done in your boring life. Enjoy it. Hey, my life isn't boring, or at least not anymore, after I got here. No one ever fought for me, you know. What? You want me to fight for you? I didn't say that. But yeah, I guess I was always jealous of those popular girls at school when their boyfriends fought each other for them. It's stupid, sure. But still, it's nice to feel weak sometimes. When guys are literally smashing each other's faces just for your attention. Yeah, well, it's quite different from the kind of fight you might see at high school. It's more like a fight for, not for life, but for death. Wait, I thought you were popular in school, no? Why would you think that? I don't know, you give me that vibe. Popular sassy bitch in high school. Well, your vibe detector is wrong, but I don't want to talk about my school time. I hate it. I hate everything about my past, to be honest. That's why escaping into the great unknown with you seemed like a good idea. Jesus, is it really that bad? What could even be so bad? You were fat? Ugly? A boy? What? No, idiot. I don't want to talk about that. Ruin the mood. We can dance some more in silence if you like. Thanks for the dance, Grim. I'll cross this from my bucket list. Okay, wait. You had that on your list? I need to pee. Come with me. Okay? Are you coming? Inside with you? Yes, silly. All right. Have you seen the way she clung to him? Yeah, totally unacceptable. I'm telling you, one day I'm gonna punch her in the face. Yeah, but are you even with Grimm? I mean, officially in a relationship? What do you mean officially? Well, in our time, we can hang around with anybody until we officially start a relationship with someone. And even then, it doesn't necessarily mean you're committed to only one person. What nonsense. All I'm saying is talk to Grimm, and if you're together, set boundaries. You need to have them in a relationship. I wouldn't call it a relationship. I mean, I don't know. It all started quite recently, and we haven't really discussed what it is and what it means. Jesus, how much did you drink? You peed a whole ocean by now. I was holding it for a while. Ocean of piss, hilarious. How'd you come up with this? Damn it, there's no toilet paper. Can you go get it for me? Sure. Here you go. Thanks. I'm done. Do you need tea? Ouch. Ah. Aha. Huh. So, do you need to... No, I can hold it for a while. You sure? Since we're already here. I can turn around if you're shy, Cupcake. Okay, thanks. Something is wrong. I'm trying. Shh. All right, sorry. Come on, damn it. He starts imitating a flow of water. Shh. Oh, what are you doing? Helping you. Yeah, right, it doesn't help, it only distracts me. Well, I'm sorry, miss, I'm too shy to piss in front of another girl. Cause it's weird, okay? This booth has room for only one person for a reason. I can leave. No, don't. Don't open that door when I'm crouched over the toilet with my pants off. Ah, ah, ah. What's so funny? I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. It's just really funny. There's nothing funny about this situation. Uh-huh. Shh. For God's sake. Ah, 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 ah. Oh, finally. Looks like it's working after all. Shh, don't ruin it. I'm sorry. I'll be quiet. Oh, God, it feels so good. Don't do that! Should I stop breathing too? Yeah, I'd appreciate that. Congratulations, you've made it! You have earned a new agent achievement. Woohoo! Ha ha ha. Not funny. It is. A little bit. Fine. Maybe a little bit, but just a bit. Ha ha ha. Hell yeah, Cupcake approves. Oh? What are you doing? I'm so sorry, I... Wait! Chloe, stop! Well... No, stop! I'm with Grimm, Chloe, and I'm straight. I'm so sorry, I'm such an idiot. I'm sorry. No, Chloe, wait! Fuck! God, I'm tired. Did you have fun? Yeah, I can't even remember the last time I danced. It was great. Good to hear. Hey, where is everyone? Dance themselves to death or what? I don't... Oh, here. Hey, what the? You all right? I'm fine. You sure? Shut up. Just shut up, please. Okay, here comes emotional swings again. Fuck you. Fuck you very much too, Chloe. It's always a pleasure talking to you. Ha, ha, ha. Chloe, when will your friend show up? My friend? What friend? You know, friend. Oh, friend, yeah, she must be here somewhere. I think I saw her earlier. I'll find her later. Give me a few minutes. I need to empty all these shots first. Okay, that's a lot of shots, are you sure? More than ever. Okay. What's wrong? I don't know. I can hear you whispering, assholes. No, we are not. Uh-huh. Where's Kathy and Riley? How the fuck should I know? I saw you leave together. Somewhere. Go find them yourself if you want. Fine, grumpy cat, and slow down on those shots, seriously. Yeah, no. Hey. Hey, Grim, still resting? Yeah. Damn, I wish I could hit the dance floor like in the good old days. Chloe promised you a dance if I remember correctly. Not now. I'm good. We're having a really interesting conversation with Daisy anyway. We're discussing Viking's expansion and its impact on the shaping of England. Really? Since when are you so well-versed in all this? TV shows and games mostly. It's basically the only historical shit I really know. Thank goodness things are actually history. Thank goodness they are historically accurate, usually. Yeah, or there are not so many sources left that Daisy could read to know you're wrong and correct you. Possibly, but who cares? Aha, alright. I'll leave you to it then. Gonna go find Kathy and Riley. You could talk to yourself? Oh no, that's what's his name, that's the brother. How are you feeling? I'm good, thanks Grim, you were right. Coming here was the right decision. See, I told you. You sure you didn't want to dance? Yeah, I don't really feel like it today. Besides, BJ is an interesting person to talk to. We're just discussing Viking expansion and its impact on the shaping of England. Huh, indeed, who knew? Alright, I'll leave you to it. Hey Grim. What's up, tired already? Just chilling. The Academy is draining me of all my energy, so I'm taking all I can for moments like this. I feel you. Can't wait for it to be over. You don't know what's waiting for us ahead. It'll be much worse in the Academy. True, but I feel like I just don't belong here. I'd rather be doing something else. Really? Like what? When we went back to your time at your place, you told me about this video tube, so I watched it while you were away. Uh-huh. Yeah, good start. There were thousands of videos of people cooking the most diverse and delicious dishes. All the tastes, so different and appetizing. These people were so passionate about what they were doing. I don't know, something snapped in me. I even tried cooking from one of the recipes in your kitchen, when you were away with Chloe. Wow, really? How did that work out? I didn't get a chance to try it. I just finished when Kathy showed up and we went straight back to the future. I tried to replicate the recipe here, in the Academy cafeteria kitchen, but it turned out pretty bad. I think it's the ingredients. Most likely, there's a problem with that in your time. So that's where you've been missing all the time? In the kitchen? Yeah, I usually sneak in at night without anyone seeing and let my imagination run wild. Most of the time it's impossible to eat what I've made, but sometimes I get some pretty tasty dishes. Wow, Jacob, I'm surprised. I'll definitely have to try one of your dishes. Oh, come on, I can't cook. I'm just messing around, that's it. Everybody starts somewhere. I think so. I used to do food experiments. Okay, I'm gonna find the girls. I talk about my chili and noodles thing, which actually friggin' happened years later. Everybody's like, okay, you're gonna make pasta, and then you're gonna make chili, and you're gonna mix the noodles in with the chili? Nobody's gonna eat that, it's gonna be terrible. And it wasn't great, but it was interesting. Then I noticed Campbell's, or one of these companies here in the US, decided, hey, let's take the Grim Lord's chili and noodles and make money off of it. And they did. I don't know if they still sell it, but they did for a few... I'll have to look again, but from what I am aware, it didn't sell for very long. So people didn't like it as much as I did. Or, I don't know. I subjected my stomach to a lot of weird shit back in the day. Okay, I'm gonna go find the girls. What? I can clearly see that something happened. Don't be an asshole. Tell me. Remember our conversation back at the class about trying to experiment with a girl to see how I feel about it? Yeah? Well, I tried. Didn't turn out very well. What happened? I kissed Kathy. Twice. You what? I know. I know you like her, and I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you in any way. I just felt something for her, and there was that moment I... What moment? In a restroom, in a stall. the bathroom stall, did you really think it was the right moment and would be romantic? Shut up, I wasn't thinking about romance at that moment. I just really wanted to kiss her and I did. Are you mad at me? No. I guess I should be, but I'm not. I understand, Kathy's amazing. Yeah, well, at least I can promise you that it won't happen again. Even if I wanted to. She blew you off? Kinda. I'm sorry. But did you like it? Very much. I'll talk to Kathy later. I hope things will get better. Don't get too drunk. Can't promise. Oh, hey, Olga. Oh, thank God. Victor went to get us drinks and I needed to use the restroom. Can you wait for him here? He's long gone and I can't hold it anymore. And it looks like he wants me to dance with him. Try to talk him out of that idea, please. Sure thing. Go. Thanks, Grim. I'll be right back. Damn, she's fine. Grim, where is Olga? She'll be right back. She went to the restroom. Okay, ordering drinks takes forever. Try whistling next time. Really? Never thought of it. Thanks. I'm back. Thanks for the drink, Victor. My pleasure. Found others? Yeah, some of them got pretty drunk already. And I'm worried about Chloe. Haha, that was expected. She'll be fine. Just don't leave her here unattended. We won't. So how about a dance? I don't dance. Really? At all? I tried once. I accidentally knocked the teeth out of the dude standing next to me. Never tried again. Well, maybe try not waving your arms around so much. Come on, it's gonna be fun. Please. I don't know if I'll ever have another chance like this. Just so you know, we don't have clubs on the moon. Excuse me, we're gonna try that one again, guys. Just so you know, we don't have clubs on the moon and good alcohol like this and fun. I don't know. Oh, Olga, don't be so boring. Go dance. You're at the club. See, even your students saying you should dance. Not my students telling me what to do. What, even me? Ain't I an exception? You are. Fine, let's do this. Haha, alright, let's go. Grim, can you hold this for us? Sure, have fun. Look at them. Victor seems happy. Olga, on the other hand, not so much. Thank you, Grim. No problem. Amazing, and I think you danced pretty well, Olga. That's because you're drunk. Nah, don't be silly. You're a good dancer, and I'm not that drunk. Whatever you say, but we'll finish this drink and head back to the Citadel. We have work to do in the morning. You're right, we don't need any hangovers. See you tomorrow, Grim. Don't get too drunk and keep an eye on Chloe. I will try. Bye. Oh. Sweet cheeks and bruises. Why are you wandering the halls? I'm just looking for girls. You found one. What you gonna do with her? I met my friends, two girls. Have you seen them? No, but I know one place where they might be. Follow me. No one here, but I'm not surprised. No one ever comes here. Seriously, a pool? Yeah, well, since they're not here, take your clothes off. I'll be right back. What? Undress, close your eyes, and wait for me. You can dip your feet in the water if you want. All right. What the fuck? Remy! Ha ha ha. Sorry to keep you waiting. Lick. suck, suck. Oh, fuck. Let's get you hard. Oh, God. Fuck me, she is so sweaty. I can feel the heat from her pussy and a strong smell that drives me crazy. She's definitely a slut. I'm not sure if I should lick her pussy. Maybe they got, like, STD protection in the year 3000? Fuck it. I can't hold myself. I want this dirty pussy. Mmm, salty. Yeah, you like my dirty pussy. Mm-hmm. Keep licking it, Grim. I love it. Fuck, that's so good. Oh, okay. So that's pretty much all. There's not too much to this. I'm gonna come if you keep going like that. Mmm. Remy, fuck! Fuck, that was too good. You know how to suck dick. I do. Mwah! I gotta go now. I don't know. I like the chick with the green hair. You suck each other's tongues and stick them in deep as you can. I gotta go now. Well, it's not green. It's green, blue, and red. I don't know. Remy, you are amazing. I hope to see you again someday. Who knows, sweet cheeks and bruises. Maybe someday. Damn, this evening just keeps getting more and more interesting. Okay, who should I look for first? I doubt they're together. Riley. Gonna look for Riley. I didn't know you smoke. I don't. Only when I'm drinking and feel like it. But let's be honest. It's not like you know much about me at all. True, you're a mystery. I like that render. But I like this one too. This game has great renders, by the way, if you haven't noticed. These renders take a lot of work. But a cute one. Huh. You and Kathy, is it serious? I don't know, what exactly? You know what? If you and her are a thing, I don't want to get in between you two. She doesn't like me already. I don't want to give her a real reason to hate me. I don't know, Riley. We haven't talked about our... really discussed our relationship and never set any boundaries. I mean, I like her. But I also like you. You don't say. How convenient for you. Listen, me personally, I don't care. But if she's gonna be a problem, I don't want to get involved in anything. She won't. And if anything changes, I'll let you know. Uh-huh. Let's go then. That's a good spot. Is it, though? Someone might see us here. Maybe we better find a room inside? No, that's more fun. Rooms are for lazy and boring people. Okay, then. Here it is, my favorite toy. We'll do this scene and then we're done, guys. You're so hard. I love squeezing it with my hand. Look at me. I want to see the pleasure in your eyes. Maybe it's the alcohol, but touching your dick makes me so wet. Come here. I want to kiss you so much. Are you going to do anything about it? Oh, yeah. You're a good kisser. There's another thing I'm good at. I wonder... Fuck, it smells so good, it drives me crazy. Lick, lick. Fuck, it feels so good, your mouth is so warm. Wait, let me just... Damn, you have a nice ass. Ready to finally fuck me? Your key in my keyhole, Grim. Let's unlock the pleasure box. Hell yeah! Put your dick inside me, Grim. I want to feel the full length. Oh, fuck, you're so big, Grim. Man, my pussy is so tight. It really is. This grip is amazing. Yes, fuck me, Grim. Ah! Oh, damn, hold on. Hold on, guys. They don't show that in Cyberpunk. Not that graphic anyway, even with the hot scenes, they don't show it like that. Want a back of you. Bitch to clean up. I'm gonna come! Cream pie me, Grim. I wanna feel your hot cum inside. Nah, damn! Yeah! Fuck, it's hot! Ah, fuck! It was amazing, but it's a miracle no one saw us. Yeah, it's a shame. Really? What? I'm horny when I'm drunk. I do crazy shit, and I really like it. Cute hair, by the way, it suits you, and the whole outfit as well. Thanks, handsome, and I like your patches. But let's go back to the club. Party isn't over yet. Alright, guys. Just like she said, the party isn't over yet. There's still one more girl we need to talk to. And we're gonna go ahead and bring you that next week. As the party comes to a close and we get to the next part of actual story matter. Even though some story stuff did happen, like the kissing and all that. So that was kind of story relevant. And it'll probably have something to do with the future chapters of this continuing to evolve game. Like, it's still in development, right? And you can pick it up right now. I think it's on Steam now. If not, it's on Patreon, you know, How to Fix the Future. So definitely pick it up. All right, guys, so I'm out, and I will see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. And this is the last stream I've got for the night. I'm going to head back to Night City and Dogtown and then call it a night. I'm out.